4DJW, mobile.
4DJW, 84CHY,
48. How are you this morning?
We had a late brunch and may have just pulled off almost perfection.
The rest of the day, it's kind of overcast here in Greer. I was thinking about going flying, but a little bit too overcast.
That's where you was headed out to. I got stuff to do in the yard today. The Great Merle didn't really want to die back, but it has finally, and weather we've been having, it probably won't start to come back out, but I need to get it cut down.
It was in the, there's a triangle that is dirt in between concrete where the sidewalk and the driveway and the carport all come together, and I took a big old Great Myrtle out of there. And every year it still has a few sprigs that come up out of the ground. I mean, I took it down, roots and everything, all the way down. And those things are resilient, man. They will keep on coming back if you don't keep on pulling them up.
Yeah, this one acts as camouflage for the dual band antenna I got out there. You can see the antenna when I cut it back, you know, like this time of year. But then during spring and summer, it gets up. It makes for good camouflage for the antenna. Not that I have an HOA to worry about or anything, but I just like the way it looks.
People peel the bark off of those things, and they have a totally different look. I never did that, but I see people in the neighborhood that did that. Is that what you do, or you just let the bark stay on there?
It pretty well comes off on its own. It's pretty good. So, yeah, it's got that nice, real smooth, like almost furniture leg look to it.
That mine always looks scraggly, but I didn't realize, because I was working all the time, I wasn't really paying that close of attention to it. But now that I'm retired, I can look at stuff like that, and I see the really smooth ones. And I figure they have to be out there doing that, because mine never did that all on its own.
You have to do a lot to it to get this. I wonder if it's slightly different variations of them or something. Maybe some colors do it better than others or something to that effect. But yeah, I do tend to, if there is any left, I will tend to get it off once it starts dying back late fall, early winter.
Take the time to do that. You been making any HF contacts lately?
At all. About the only thing I did was FT8 anyway, so I don't know, I guess I kind of burned out on that, but now that the conditions are picking up, or, starting to anyway, I probably should get on and try to make some more DX contacts that way.
Well, quite a bit. I didn't realize it. I don't know how long they've been like that, but I did a couple of weeks ago. I guess it was winter field day that got me fired up on it. I did start trying different bands and figured out they're all open. There wasn't a band I hit that I couldn't make contacts on. And that's been for the last couple of weeks.
Like over the last, I don't know, probably 6 or 8 months, I guess maybe even a year, I noticed that starting to get better, but it was still not great. But yeah, we're definitely on the upswing now, I think.
Yeah, I haven't been like this in a long time. Anyway, I'm over here at Harbor Freight. I got to run in and get a transmitter case, one of those Apache cases. Those things are kind of nice. Anyway, I got to run in here and pick one of those up. If you're still around when I get out, I'll see you then. KN4CHY, W4DJW.
I'd like to get one of those to do my AC7 in. Yep, I'll probably be around. I'll call down and get that K4DJW, KN4CHY. Stand back.